I'm going to say that one more time. Don't let anyone disrespect the glory of God in your family, in your children, in your house, in your life. Are you with me? Somebody shout, respect the glory. Respect the glory. Oh, the Dagons in the world.
Here it is. Two objects cannot occupy the same space. Your past and your future cannot occupy the same space. Your dream and your nightmare cannot occupy the same space. Complacency and conviction cannot occupy the same space. Truth and lies cannot occupy the same space. Hatred and love, sin and holiness, forgiveness and unforgiveness, belief and doubt, faith and fear cannot occupy the same space. Something has to go. There's a battle going on for your space. The battle right now is not primarily between the donkey and the elephant, it's between the serpent and the lamb. The battle is between chaos and order, deception and truth. The battle right now is between feelings and facts. But how many here know, not hope, not feel, how many know the battle has already been won? 1 Corinthians 15:57. Christ is my victory. Let nothing move me. Oh, here it is. So I'm going to tell you, this is going to be a quick one here. They put him right next to him. The point number three is, when the glory stands firm, darkness will collapse. This is, they put the glory and they left. And then the next day, the next day, they found, oh, wherever the glory of God is present, everything that is antithetical, threatening, the counter narrative to the glory of God, to the righteousness of God, to the power of God, to the truth of God, every spirit of the Antichrist, every vestige that is anti the fullness of the glory of the risen Christ has no other choice but to collapse. John chapter 1, verse 5, light shines in the darkness, and people stop there, but the next part is fire, and darkness will never overcome the light. So here's the word. It's just going to be, look, you're already accustomed to this. You know I'm a little bit crazy. When I count to three, I want you to fall, Dagon. I want you to fall. But I'm going to just, let me Hebrew exegetically extrapolate the passage of it. Dagon, the Bible doesn't say Dagon fell. It says Dagon fell in front of. Let me get that phrase in Hebrew. He didn't fall to the side. He didn't fall back. He fell in front of. It is the same identical phraseology that appears in Psalm 97, verse 7. Where it says that every false construct, every false idol will bow and worship the true and living God. Oh, so we're going to illustrate this. I'm here to say this, and I want you to hear me. This is no joke, no hype. I've seen it even in the past few months. I'm here to speak to you prophetically in the name of Jesus. Every single Dagon occupying your space, not some of them, not the majority of them, even the Dagons occupying this space. Every Dagon occupying esto que está aquí, esto que está aquí, esto que está aquí. Every Dagon occupying your family. Every Dagon attempting to occupy the space of the people you love. Before this service is over, every single Dagon pastors that are here, when you go back to your churches, go back to your cities, the Dagons occupying your space, they will no longer occupy your space. If you really believe that, I need you to shout, timber! Timber! High five your neighbor, tell him it's coming down. Oh, tell them like you believe it. It's coming down. 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 Every lie of the enemy is coming down in the name of... Lift up your hands. Every negative medical report is coming down. I said every negative medical report is coming down. Every bad financial report is coming down. If you believe it, lift up one hand. If you truly believe the power of God is so great, the glory of the risen Christ fully made manifest in your life, that every vestige of darkness, every day gone, will have no other choice but to collapse. I'm here to tell you everything here, here, and here. You're about to work out of that overflow anointing. You're about to operate from your overflow. You're going to operate for your overflow. But every single day God is coming down. Every multi-generational day God will collapse today. I don't know if you're getting this. Every day God that occupied your family name for generations before you is about to come down once and for all. And you and your house will become the house of Obed-Edom, carrying the glory of the risen Christ. It's coming down. If you really believe, are you ready? All right, lift up your hands. The day gone attempting to deconstruct our Judeo-Christian value system is about to fall down. No, y'all not hearing that. There are Dagons in America today. The enemy is celebrating, thinking that he won. There's a Dagon attempting to indoctrinate our children. There is a Dagon coming after our children. There is a Dagon in our school system. There is a Dagon in our culture. There is a Dagon trying to sexualize our children. And before we go any further, we have enough people full of glory that we are about to show off the glory of God. Hey, Dagon, get your hands off our children. Somebody shout, it's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. All right, let's do this. Every day gone, every day gone, every day gone. This conference is not just an annual conference. It's a prophetic gathering. It is a prophetic gathering in a prophetic time. It has the power to shift the atmosphere. Faith changes everything. The victory is our faith. If you truly believe, it's no hype, no joke. Every day God must come down. Raise one hand. How about this? Not every day God must come down, could come down. How many in this house, we don't say could, should, may. In this house, how many know every day God? The Dagon that was standing in front of the door that God ordained for you is coming down as we speak. How many are ready to see every single Dagon collapse? The Dagon of spiritual, physical violence will come down. The Dagon of depression will come down. The Dagon of anxiety will come down. The Dagon of fear will come down. The Dagon of unbelief will come down. He'll come down. All right, lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. I'm going to tell you, be on guard. Stand firm in the faith. Be courageous. Be strong. 1 Corinthians 16:13. That's how we know. That's how we can rest assured that Dagon will come down. And all right, let's do this. Let's do this. Musicians, come up here quickly. I sense an anointing. I sense an anointing. Oh, oh, oh. The Dagons
right there in your neighborhood are coming down as we speak.
Lift up your hands. From California to New York and all points in between, right here in Chi-Town, in between every major city, every area, wherever the glory of the risen Christ, that 2 Corinthians chapter 3 glory, well described by the Apostle Paul, Romans 8:30 glory, wherever that glory is present, every lie of the enemy must collapse. Every construct, every ideology, every teaching, every spirit, every power, every principality, every vestige of darkness has no other choice but to collapse. At the count of three, you're coming down. You represent every day. I sense the glory of God. We're about to see more Dagons fall in our generation than any other generation in human history. Because there are people of faith full of the glory of the risen Christ. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. Look up here. Ready for this? What happened when the door closed? Because preachers could make stuff up. Some people say, oh, the lid came off and the rod of Aaron came out and like a ninja stick, whipped them. No, man. The Ten Commandments flew around. And no. Here's what we know. I'm going to show you what the Ark of God did. I'm going to show you what it did. Don't miss it. No, you missed it. I'm going to do it one more time. This is what the Ark of God did, that if you do it, every lie of the enemy around you will collapse. One of the greatest powers you could ever demonstrate as a believer. This is what the Ark of God did. You missed it again. Hell wants you to panic. Hell wants you to freak out. I want you to start doubting. Be still and know that God is God. Be still. Be still. Be still. Be still. Be still and know that I am God. Are you ready? Are you ready? All right, at the count of three, you're coming down. You ready? It's coming down, coming down, coming down. One. Two. Take every thought into captivity. It's coming down. It's coming down. It's coming down. Isaiah 45 verse 2, I level the mountains. I, the Lord, break the bronze gates and I crush the iron bars. It's coming down. One, two. Chicago. Every day gone coming after our young men is coming down. Every day gone of violence in our communities will come down. One, two, three, go! Somebody shout like you know it. Somebody praise like you know it. Somebody worship.
worship like you know it. Somebody pray like you know. Every lie of the enemy must come down. Somebody shout timber. 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 Timber.
Stand with you are standing.
We hope you're enjoying this episode of Samuel Rodriguez here on TBN. This show is completely sponsored and paid for by New Season Church in Sacramento, California. Newsmax magazine has rated New Season Church one of the top 15 fastest growing megachurches in the country. They also named Pastor Sam Rodriguez one of the top 100 Christian leaders in America. If you have ever been blessed by this program, this church, or Pastor Sam, would you consider partnering with us by making a donation? There are many ways to give. The QR code on the screen can be scanned by your phone. You can text NSSAC to the number 77977 or by going to newseasonworship.org and clicking Give at the top of the page. New Season is a church that looks a lot like heaven. And every week this program strives to give you a message that sounds like it came from heaven. Content that is meant to encourage, edify, and inspire you. Jesus Christ is the Lamb of God. And this program is meant to bring forth the Lamb's agenda. Thank you for considering giving to this program so that the message of Jesus Christ can continue to be broadcast on TBN to over 2 billion potential viewers across the globe. No matter the amount, any donation helps keep this program running. Would you please consider partnering with us? In doing so, we have the ability and opportunity to change the world.
Address because we are afraid of losing followers and likes and people attending. Should I rip it?
No.
Should I rip it?
No.
Then why do some people live like some of the pages are missing? Then why do some Christians give like some of the pages are missing? Then why do some believers live like some? If we are to see every day God collapse, we gotta preach the whole word and nothing but the word.
Lift up your hands. Give like none of the pages are missing. Pray like none of the pages are missing. Live like none of the pages are. Preach. Worship. Oh, preach the word in and out of season. When pastors stand up and preach the truth about holy sexuality and gender, every day God will collapse in the name of Jesus. Is that too much? When pastors stand up and speak the truth about occupying all of God's promises, the Dagons that keep communities stuck, these Dagons will collapse in the name of Jesus. Dagon coming down. If you receive this word, lift up your hands. Oh, yeah. This is what they found. This is, where are my citizens? Where are my Philistines? Philistines, come up. Citizen Sebastian, stay right there. They came up and they literally, I'm not making this up, they saw this. Ready? They literally saw this. They saw the Ark of God. They gone there and the Ark of God what? I need you to look at your neighbor and tell him, I'm still standing. You have no idea what you're saying. I need you to shake somebody and tell them, with all the hell I've been through, I'm still standing. With everything that came my way, I'm still standing. If you've been tested and you're still standing, shout like you're still standing. Still standing. I'm still standing. I'm still standing. If in the past If in the past 3 years you've been tested and yet you're still standing, lift up one hand. If everything came against you to take you out and yet you're still standing, raise both hands. If you're not who you used to be 3 years ago, 2 years ago, 1 year ago, because the glory of God did not decrease, it increased in your life, shout like you're still standing. Somebody praise like you're still standing. Worship like you're still standing. Rejoice like you're still standing. Your house is still standing. Your calling is still standing. Your purpose is still standing. Your joy is still standing. Your anointing is still standing. Your ministry is still standing. Your testimony is still standing. Your dream is still standing. Your purpose is still standing. Your promise is still standing. Still standing. We're done. We're done, we're done, we're done. We're still standing. We're still standing. We're still standing. I said, we're still standing. The Church of Jesus Christ is still standing. We are still standing. We're still standing because He is faithful. Because He is faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful. He is faithful. Hebrews 10:23. I rest in the certainty that He is faithful to keep His promise. He is faithful. He is faithful. Ready? Pick him up. I'm gonna hand over the baton here. This really happened. This is crazy. Pick him up and put him back where he was. Hold on. I just wanna. Go ahead, pick him up. Put him right next to me, the way he was. Now, go back, citizens of Ashdod. Thank you. This really happened, not making it up. They picked him up. By the way, whose day? It wasn't demons. It wasn't legions. It wasn't principalities and powers of darkness. It was people. Because there are people that love to resurrect what God has already crucified. You got to get rid of people around you that love to bring up your past, bring up the stuff that God already knocked down. Even the people that remind you of the hell you went through. No. Don't crucify what God resurrects, and don't resurrect what God has crucified. And they left. But this time, if a conversation would have taken place, it would have sounded like this. If I were you, I would have stayed down. Because this time, I'm going to make certain you never occupy my space again. I'm going to give a word for someone right now. There are things that fell in the past that looked like it was re-emerging. Even a medical report. I'm here to tell you, it's not that God is punishing you. No, God's about to bring this thing to closure that it will never occupy your space ever again. Here we go. Now, this time I need the head to come off. Yeah. The Fabio hair, that one, yeah. It's going to come. You're going to collapse again. The head cut off. The only thing that was left was the trunk, and everything else was left in the entry port. How did it get there? How did it get there? In other words, when you walk in this time, you're going to see that this time you can't put it back together. Here's the two words. I need you to hear the words prophetically. Somebody shout, never again.
Never again.
You have no idea what you shouted, but you will in a second. That thing that occupied your mind, your heart, your atmosphere, that occupied your church, your ministry, it's been a lid. It's been a day gone. Not only is it collapsing today, never again will occupy your space. I need somebody to have crazy faith to shout never again. That thing that came after your family will never again have influence or dominion or power. Somebody shout never again. Never again. Never again. Ready? At the count of three. At the count of three, you collapse and you're never going to come back and occupy that space again. One more time. That thing is coming to permanent closure. Permanent closure. I dare you to shout closure. I dare you to shout permanent closure. That is a redundant phrase indeed. It's permanent. It's closure. It's done. It's John 19:30, the finished work. It is finished. It is finished. It is finished. Never again will it occupy your space, even in your calling, even in the people that surround you. Never again. So this time you come down. When I count to three, he's coming down. He's not coming back up. And I want you to give God the kind, not your religious praise, not even a coercive praise. I want you to give God the kind of praise that says, never again will Dagon occupy my space. Space, my family, my children, my calling, my church, my generation. It all changes today. There's a harvest waiting for me. There's overflow waiting for me. Everything changes now. Ready? One, two, three, go!
Sam Rodriguez, best-selling author, film producer, and pastor of New Season Church in Sacramento, has a new book, Persevere with Power, What Heaven Starts, Hell Cannot Stop.
Because I am believing in the name of Jesus that before this is over, you're going to go from a plow to a mantle, and you're going to walk out of an anointing that will enable you to change your life for the glory of Jesus.
Order this book now, and while supplies last, receive a free gift by emailing your receipt to books@newseasonworship.org.